Good evening, everybody. Om Shanti. Nobody said good evening and two persons said Om Shanti. What others are doing? Those who have not responded, what others are doing? Think. Do you know what they are doing? Watching TV. When you watch TV, there is a bomb blast in Delhi, but you keep on watching. Why? Because when you are watching TV, you can't do anything. Unless you go there, you can't help people. But in this conference, we have seasoned speakers. We have speakers like Usha Ben, who gives 2-3 speeches every day. So imagine how many speeches she must have given. So what comes out of them depends on us. The response which we give, whatever is there within will come out if we give them good response. So if you understand, at least nod your head. If there is something good, really give them big hand. Do you know how to clap? Yeah. So whenever there is something good, really give them big hand. Also feel those points. Actually, the most important transformation can take place if you feel those points. And still better is we will be also going in a silence. More you go in silence, more you will gain out of this conference. Now, in between we will have short sessions of silence as well. Now let's invite Usha Ben on the stage. How you will welcome her? Now let's sit in silence for a couple of minutes and then we would begin.
राजयोगी बन के सीखो फूलों जैसा मुस्कुराना राजयोगी बन के सीखो फूलों जैसा मुस्कुराना गुण प्रभु के गुन गुनाना सब पे खुशियाँ तुम लुटाना गुण प्रभु के गुनगुनाना सब पे खुशियाँ तुम लुटाना राजयोगी बन के सीखो फूलों जैसा मुस्कुराना
Once again, Om Shanti. It is said, first impression is the last impression. So the very first speaker we want to present, the best speaker that we have at the outset, so that first impression becomes the last impression. Usha Ben, who is a senior Raja Yoga teacher over here in Mount Abu, she has traveled so extensively across the world, and as I said, every day she gives 2-3 speeches. If you call her after 2 days, she will say, I am in Mumbai. After another week, if you call her, she will say, I am in Tanzania. After another 15 days, if you call, she will say, I am in USA. So much she is traveling. And she has a mastery in one of our programs called SML, Self-Managing Leadership. And indeed, it is much, much better than those management trainers. No, management trainers, if you have found, they will come with their prepared presentation and will just speak. but she really speaks with heart. You know, what is spoken from the heart also reaches our heart. And as well as most of our meditation session also she is going to take. And as she speaks, you would know how best she is and what convincing power she has. And the wonderful thing about Usha Behn is I must have heard her hundreds of times, sometime on the same topic. But every time when you listen to her, she would add something new. Like, I have prepared some of her topics, word to word almost. But next time when you listen to her, she must have added some new examples, some new way of convincing the same point. So that much effort she puts in her presentations. Over to Usha Behn. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And good evening, everyone. Today, it's a pleasure for me to be here with you all and spend this evening with some valuable insights that we have on this subject of spirituality in the present scenario. We all know that gradually there is a shift in the paradigm, shift in human understanding. Till now, we were so much looking outside into the world and searching for our answers, for solutions, for resolutions. But at times, we find that there is still something missing. And this is when we all feel maybe there is another dimension which is still unexplored, undiscovered. So, this is how the focus is changing. And now, as in the world also it is mentioned that the focus is changing and going within, going inside. From the inside out approach. This is the approach that has been looking for, people are looking for. How can we go within, from inside we come out and we are able to solve our problems maybe. So many things, find solutions for them, for the outside world. Because inside there is immense potential which is still undiscovered. It reminds me of a beautiful story that there was a person who was very poor. He had a piece of land, but the land was also barren, it did not grow anything much, not benefit in the income of the poor man. And together with that he had some sheep. But over a period of time, he had taken some credit from so many people and finally was feeling as if he won't be able to give them the money back. So one day standing on that piece of land thinking, if I would sell this piece of land also, no one would buy it. And if I sell off my sheep, what will I do with my family? How can I sustain my family? And as he was thinking, he saw some people coming towards him. And when these people came towards him, they said, well, we are from the government and we have realized that on this piece of your land, beneath, there is some oil. So if you can allow us to test this piece of land and see whether it is correct or not. So they started digging and went quite deep, and they found oil. The oil was so much that every day about 80,000 barrels it would bring out. So much oil. So then they asked him, if you can sell this piece of land to us, which you have, we'll pay you as much as you say, millions and billions maybe. And he was not able to understand. When he got all that amount of money, he paid off his debts and he started living a happy life. The same story is with us, maybe sometimes, that we have immense potential within ourselves. We have so much of power within ourselves, unexplored, lying there. And many of the times, people who are in this poverty, spiritual poverty, looking outside for happiness, looking outside for peace, looking outside for powers, looking outside for the real joy in life. And sometimes they become so upset because after every effort and after every endeavor that they have done in their lives, they still can't experience those powers, that happiness, that peace in their lives. And they start wondering, what can I do with my life? Some people think up of ending up their lives. But when the Supreme comes and tells us, there is immense potential within your own self, and how to go within so that you can bring that treasure outside. Experience in your own lives, and at the same time you are able to share those treasures with everyone in the world also. And this is the secret to live in the present scenario. We have been hearing these words, intelligence quotient, and people in the world were given these preferences in their life because of their intelligence. Baudhik kshamta cha vyakti ke andar thi. So they were given all the preferences. But it was found that there was something still missing. So then the time comes that, no, people should be emotionally very powerful from within. So the emotional quotient was searched for and people started giving preferences and importance to those people who had their emotional intelligence very high. But again the world is changing, and now comes the spiritual quotient. People feel that there is still something missing, so definitely if the spiritual quotient is enhanced in a person, we are probably able to bring out what human beings are searching for. If you just look at these three words, intelligence quotient, emotional quotient, and spiritual quotient, do you find a mistake somewhere? Is there a mistake somewhere? Where is the mistake? Huh? The spelling mistake in intelligence. The I, the small I, has become a big I. And this is where all the problems arise. When the small I, when the humbleness of a person is gone, and it turns and transforms into a bigger I. So what should we do? Just put a point on it to make it small again. When we apply that point on it, it becomes small. But are we prepared to make that I small? Yes? Are we all prepared to make that I small? Huh? That's why maybe we have come to this retreat place. Huh? And how can we make it small? Because it reminds me of that incident when there was a huge ship which set out on a journey around the world, Titanic. And they had claimed that this ship will never sink. And so when it went on its first journey, in its first journey only, it sank. And most of the people died. They were not able to save many people. Why? Why were they not able to save people? Overconfidence? No lifeboats. They were not prepared with the lifeboats that something can happen. And so when the lifeboats were not enough, on its first journey only, it sank. Similarly, in this journey of life, if we are not prepared to change that I from the capital to a small I, what will happen to this ship? So it is said, a beautiful saying, that the will to win is important. Everybody wants to win. Everyone wants to be successful in life. So the will to win is important. But the will to win is not worth a penny if we don't have the will to prepare ourselves. We are not ready to prepare ourselves. And this becomes the base to transform that I. Because we have seen when the intelligence was there, as it was founded by some people in 1904, that when a person's individual ability to understand complex ideas, to overcome obstacles by careful thoughts, to engage in various forms of reasoning through various tests, they found that people in the world had high IQ. And they did so many discoveries outside in the world. But after all the discoveries also, if we just ask them a little question, are they happy in their lives? Is human being really happy in his life? After all the inventions? No, there is still something missing. And so people came out with the emotional intelligence. And they emphasized that the person has to be emotionally caring for others also. In 1990, when Daniel Goleman introduced the emotional intelligence, saying that it makes us aware of ours and others' feelings. Together with that, he says that it gives empathy, motivation, compassion, and an ability to respond skillfully in pleasure and pain. And when such people were able to enhance their emotional intelligence, they were successful to a certain extent. But now, introducing a still more deeper, maybe the best level of intelligence, which is the spiritual intelligence. Dana Johar and Ian Marshall, as a result of their pioneer work, have come to this conclusion that the spiritual intelligence is the ultimate intelligence, and the level of spiritual intelligence can also be measured and expressed as spiritual quotient. This is the intelligence used to solve the problems of meaning and value. What is spiritual quotient? I would say it is IQ plus EQ is equal to SQ. Spirituality is a science. So it develops the left brain as well, makes the person think logically, reason, but at the same time, the right brain is also developed. So when the left and the right both are developed, that is what we mean and understand by the spiritual quotient. It is seen that higher spiritual truths are to be experienced. And we may talk our lives, but cannot understand a word of truth unless we experience it ourselves. So it has to be experienced. And for that, there are some fundamental questions that has to be realized. And the basis of spirituality is that we are essentially spiritual beings trying to have human experience by asking certain fundamental questions. And the questions are, who am I? Since ages, we have been listening to this question, who am I? Where am I going? Are we clear about that? And what do others mean to me? So that we are able to lead a meaningful life. So that we are able to know and understand others also. When we understand ourselves, we are able to understand others as well. So if we just take up this first question, who am I? Yes? Any idea? Who am I? Yes, we all know here in India mainly that we are spiritual beings. Everybody has the answer. Yes, we are spiritual beings. This body is just like a costume. The soul is eternal. It is imperishable. We know this. Everybody knows this. But what is the real identity of that self? In today's world, it is said, there is an identity crisis. So in order to go into the experience of this basic questions of life, there are 5 steps. And the 5 steps are, the first step is what we call as self-discovery. Discovering our own potential and bringing them out into our lives. Together with that, the second step is self-recovery. We are able to recover some of the weaknesses that we have developed in our lives. The third step is then to discipline our energy, self-discipline. The fourth step is self-liberation. And the fifth step is self-empowerment. So that we can empower ourselves with the inner potential. Self-discovery. What do I have to know and understand about my own self? Human beings. 2 words. Human comes from this word, humus, soil, matter, plus soul, which is a source of unique light. When they both get together, that source of unique light gets together with this matter, we are human beings. So life means a communion of the soul and the body. We know the realities of the body. The body is made up of 5 elements of nature. And therefore the body demands the 5 elements of nature for its survival. We need oxygen because we are made up of oxygen. We need water because 60% to 70% of this body contains water. When a person drinks water, he does not think how much he has to drink. But as soon as the water level is balanced, he leaves the glass. So we need these 5 elements of nature for our survival. If any one of the element is missing, does that make a difference in our life? Yes? What difference does it make? Life is impossible. We cannot live. We suffocate. We become desperate. So similarly, within this body, this conscient entity which we call as the soul, the spirit, does that also require something for its existence? To express its existence? The body needs the 5 elements of nature because that is the reality of the body. Within this body, the soul, the spirit, that spiritual energy, does that need anything for its existence? For expressing that existence, what do we need? Yes? What do we need? Power, almighty power. What else do we need? Do we need anything else? Or just almighty power? What do we all need in our lives? Love. We all need love. Anything else? Peace, yes. Anything else we need? Purity. Anything else? We all need 7 core values, without which life also becomes frustrating. Just as if the body does not get any one of the elements of nature, we suffocate. Similarly, if the soul also does not get any of these values in life, the experience of these values, then we also get frustrated in our lives. So which are those 7 values? The first of all is knowledge, or what we call as spiritual wisdom. Information is there in the world. There is information technology, information explosion in the world. But wisdom is lost. In the information, the knowledge is lost. In the knowledge, the wisdom is lost. And so, what we all need is wisdom. Why do we need wisdom? What difference does it make in our lives? The greatest ignorance in human life is ego. When the ego is there, that capital I is there, has that made a difference in our lives, in the quality of our lives? The quality of life has become such that there is so many problems because of ego. So many clashes because of ego. So many misunderstandings because of ego. Relationships breaking up because of ego. Human beings getting frustrated in life because of ego. But still not willing to give up the ego. Why? Because the light of wisdom is not there. The light of knowledge is not there. And when knowledge is not there, spiritual knowledge or that spiritual wisdom is not there, how can we neutralize the ego? Wisdom plays a great role in our life by neutralizing the ego, so that we are able to develop a better understanding, so that we are able to improve the quality of our lives, so that we are able to improve the quality of our communication, quality of our relationship, the quality of our behavior, the quality of our attitudes, quality of our thinking. So much difference it makes in our life. So this is why each and every human being is aspiring to acquire that spiritual wisdom. Together with that, we need purity. Why do we need purity? Because that is my real identity. When a child is born so pure and innocent, that is the real identity of the soul. We find sometimes there are two people and very good friendship. After some time you find the friendship is broken up. And you ask them, you were very good friends, what happened to you? What will they say? Later we came to know, he was not pure at his heart. He was not pure in his feelings. He was not pure in his behavior. So I was not comfortable with him. So where are we comfortable? We are comfortable where there are pure thoughts, pure feelings, pure behavior, pure interaction, pure motives, pure intentions. We are comfortable there. When the two are there, spiritual wisdom, so that we develop a better understanding, pure feelings, pure motives, there is unconditional love that we are all looking for. In today's world, love is there, but based on conditions. No unconditional love is there. And each and every human being wants unconditional love. No conditions. Pure, altruistic love. No selfishness in that love. When the three are there, there is peace of mind. We feel relaxed. We feel secured. We feel comfortable. Today in the world, people get tensed up. Even if somebody is talking them with great love, showing great love to them, still they get tensed up. Koi pyar se baat karta hai, to bhi tension hone lagta hai. Kyun kar raha hai? Means that people are so much tensed and every time they start doubting, they are suspicious. That if this person is behaving in a very loveful manner, why? What is the motive behind it? He was not like this before. So we get so stressed. We can't feel relaxed. What a paradox of life. And when the four are there, there is real happiness that we experience. And when all the five are there, the highest achievement of human life is bliss. And that is when we experience the power within ourselves, willpower. In today's world, people are losing confidence also from their lives. Not just willpower. Willpower is not there. But even the confidence is getting lost. So these are the seven values which we all want to experience in our lives. Because this is my real identity. Therefore it is said that in today's world the greatest crisis is identity crisis. Human beings are not aware of their real identity. Who am I? This question is still a question since centuries. Who am I? So I am the embodiment of the seven values. This is my real self. Supposing everything is there, no peace in life. What is the quality of life? If peace is subtracted from that life, how is that life? Supposing everything is there, no happiness. What is the quality of life? If everything is there but nobody is there to understand me, no understanding is there, what is the quality of life? Everything is there but no love. So the seven qualities, when the experience of the seven qualities is there, the life is fulfilled. And if we are able to bring out these qualities, then we are able to let it flow into the world. Share with others. Because the more we share, the more we are going to multiply. The more I share love, love is multiplied. The more I share wisdom, wisdom is multiplied. The more I share peace, happiness, it is multiplied. We are not going to lose. So this is discovering the self, the real potential of the self. When the seven are there, the quality of life becomes so beautiful. We are able to lead a beautiful life. And we are able to recover all those wounds that are there because of not understanding the real self. And which are the wounds? How did we get the wounds? The wounds were because of the vices. So just as in the naturopathy, or sometimes in other pathies also, they mentioned that the body also has the power to produce antibodies so that it can protect itself from any viral atmosphere, viral infection. It is there. The healing power is there. Even when a person gets some fever or something, but still he is able to heal himself from within. The power is there. Similarly, the soul has so much of potential to heal all the wounds which are created out of these weaknesses. Because these weaknesses gives so many wounds to the self, makes the quality of life just unpleasant. Human beings do not wish to live any further when they are continuously wounded by these weaknesses in life. Lust, anger, greed, hatred, attachment, ego, jealousy. Because of this weaknesses, we find that somewhere we need to heal them. And the soul has its potential. The seven qualities are there to overcome the weaknesses. Therefore people say, I have only one weakness in my life. Anger, that is my greatest weakness. So it's a weakness, isn't it? So how can we overcome the weakness? The weakness will not go away on its own because it does not have a source. Darkness has no source, so it cannot go away on its own. But as soon as the light comes in, the darkness is gone. So similarly, how can we overcome these weaknesses? The time when I start generating the seven qualities and go into the experience of the seven qualities, I am able to overcome the weaknesses automatically. Because the weakness has no source. Anger has no source. It is just the absence of the power of peace, power of understanding, the power of spiritual wisdom, that we have gone this weakness. Because many a times people have tried in their lives, they take a determined thought with themselves that today I don't want to get angry, whatever may come. But what happens by the end of the day? The maximum anger is on that day. That is seen. So even in the early morning, he has taken a determined thought not to get angry whatever may come. And that day he gets max angry. And he's not able to overcome. How can we overcome when we generate the feelings, the experience of the seven qualities in our life? And let it flow. Let that quality flow into our lives. And we find that these weaknesses, they are gone. So we say, there's nothing that you have to give up. You do not even have to give up your anger. In the coming 3 days, you don't even have to give up your anger. But after 3 days, just feel how many times you got angry. How many times you got irritated also. You find you didn't have a chance to get irritated. Why? Because the atmosphere is also so much charged with this seven qualities. As soon as you are so peaceful, and when there are maybe 500 people in the complex, but still so peaceful, and there is a pleasant feeling in that peace also. You can feel the vibrations. It is not the peace that we experience at the graveyards, no. But this peace also has a pleasant feeling. It charges us from within. So you find that the whole atmosphere is also so much charged with the seven qualities that the weaknesses have no space to practically come out in our actions. So the recovery is very easily done as soon as we generate the power of the seven qualities. And then, as soon as we bring out that inner potential, let me channelize it. Let me discipline. So self-discipline means then let it flow through the five sense organs in our behavior, in our relationship, in our contacts, in our connections with people. And let them also get this experience. Therefore, sometimes people say, after he has started this spiritual meditation, he has changed a lot. Before he used to get irritated on small matters also, but since he's doing this meditation, he doesn't get irritated now. He's able to channelize his energy in the right direction. He's able to channelize that energy for creative works. So the creativity in human beings is also enhanced. Not only that, but the intuition is also sharpened. Because it is the weakness who was consuming all that energy and potential and not allowing us to develop a clear focus. But when we start leading our lives on the basis of those seven qualities and let it flow, we find everything is changing around us. The world is changing around us. And we are able to channelize it in a meaningful way, in a creative way, which can help us progress in our lives. And that is the time when we experience real freedom. Liberation within our lives. One is liberation from life. And the other is liberation within life. Mukti and Jivan Mukti. These are two terms. To get liberated from life is something different. But to experience real freedom within life, that is the highest freedom. Which is mentioned in Gita, Mukti Sebi Sresht Jivan Mukti Hai. Once we are liberated from this body, we do not have the experience. Just as when a person is sleeping and is in a deep sleep, there is no experience. But once he wakes up, he realizes, today I had a deep sleep. So it's only after waking up that we realize. Similarly, when we are liberated from life, there is no experience. But the experience is greater when we experience that liberation within life. Jeevan mukt. Jeevan mein rehte huye mukti ka anubhav. And that is the real freedom. We have the whole world in front of us and we are free. There is no bondage because the creating all the bondages in our lives, which were creating all the barriers in our life, we have overcome them with the, as soon as we brought out those inner potential out in our life. So this is why we need spirituality in the present scenario. Because without spiritual understanding, we cannot find the method to bring them out. We cannot find the right method to tap that inner potential in our practical life. And then we are able to have self-empowerment. We are able to empower ourselves with all the powers, all the seven qualities. And gradually, as soon as we start developing them, the seven qualities have seven colors. And this becomes the aura around the person. In today's world, there is an aura therapy also. Healing through the aura therapy. The auras are disturbed. And the auras are disturbed because the seven qualities are not there. So the moment I am able to generate the power of the seven qualities and experience them, I am able to heal myself from within. And those damaged auras, I am able to heal them as well. And I am able to create such an aura around myself, which becomes a shield for me. Which becomes so powerful that no negative environment can affect me, can damage my aura again, because I'm continuously generating and I'm empowering myself. Every day, as soon as I get up and I meditate and I generate that aura around myself, that is why the deities are shown with a white aura around them. The white is the combination of the seven colors. So we are also able to generate that aura around us. And it becomes so powerful that nothing can affect us. And it enables us to lead our lives practically in this world. Many a times people ask us, but is it practical to live in today's world with the seven qualities? Why not? We have many practical examples in the world. Swami Vivekananda, Mahavir Swamiji, Mahatma Buddha, Mother Teresa, our respected Dadiji. We saw all these great personalities. What did they have in their lives? How were they able to create a magnetic personality? People just started to follow them. They were attracted by their auras. What was the thing they had in their lives? The seven qualities. Spiritual wisdom, purity, love, peace, happiness, bliss, and power, willpower. And with the seven qualities, they function in the world. And they became magnetic personalities. They developed that magnetic aura around them that people, they were just attracted. They were ordinary human beings like us, living in this world only, but they made a difference in this world. And what is the difference? How can it help us in our practical lives? In which way can it benefit us in our practical lives? There are three great benefits that we can experience if we are able to create that aura of seven values. And the three great benefits are, the first thing, we can master situations instead of becoming victims of situations. We can change situations. Not only that, we are able to change the attitudes of people. And the third great benefit is, we are able to change the environment. Wherever we go, we are able to change the environment. The three great benefits. How? It reminds me of a beautiful incident from Swami Vivekananda's life. That when Swami Vivekananda went to America, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita was insulted. It was kept below, on the bottom, all other scriptures on top, and at the top, Bible was kept. And they insulted by saying that your Gita is outdated and our Bible is at the top of the world today. If anybody from today's world would have been there in that session, how would he reacted? How would he reacted? Anger, agitation, maybe the whole world, you would have flashed news in the front page, Gita is insulted, and maybe a world war. Out of the agitation, a world war would have been created in all the countries also, maybe. But Swami Vivekananda, he was not a person who did not have these qualities. He had all the seven qualities. So how did he respond to that situation? He smiled and he said, "The honor that you have given to Gita, how can I thank you for that?" People started laughing at him. This person does not even know whether we have honored Gita or whether we have insulted Gita. He moved forward, just took out Gita from the bottom, and all other scriptures fell. So he said, "You made Gita the foundation. If Gita would not have been there, no religions of the world or no scriptures of the world would have ever existed. So if you have made Gita the foundation, all the religions and all the scriptures, how can I thank you for that? You have honored Gita." And he mastered the situation. He did not become a victim of the situation. And when he masters the situation, he changes the attitudes of all the people present there. People started following him. Who is this great personality? Who did not react, but he responded such positively. How can he be such a person? And people started following him. And this is how he got a place in the world of parliaments in Chicago. Today, still today, we have that place. And the total atmosphere changed. So all the three benefits we get, if we are able to cultivate those seven qualities and get the experience of those qualities and let it flow into our lives, empower our lives with those seven qualities. We have seen our respected Dadiji, late Dadi Prakashmaniji, how she was functioning. When Brahma Baba gave her the reins of the organization in 1969, she was just 47 years. And by taking the reins in her hand, she made the organization move to such a level that today in 130 countries of the world, this organization has its brand. The largest ladies managed organization in the world. After the founder has left, any organization, you can see any organization, as soon as the founder of the organization leaves, there is a split in the organization. People are not satisfied with those who have taken up the reins. And they split. They form something else. Even in a country, the country, the people also have difference of opinion and they split. Mahatma Gandhi's principles, people were not able to follow. Splitted. Congress splitted into so many parties today. But this is the only organization after 40 years also, it is still moving with the same pace. Where it is said in the world that two ladies cannot stay in one house together for a longer period. They break up, families breaking up. And today, when 10,000 dedicated sisters moving with one mission and one vision, what is the capacity? What is the force, the guiding force behind them? The leader is such, Dadi Prakashmani, we have seen her. She was such a leader who never created followers, she created leaders. She made each and every one a leader. She instilled that wisdom in them so that they are also able to generate the seven qualities and bring them out in their practical lives and are able to lead others on the basis of those qualities. And so after 40 years also, it has been the largest ladies managed organization in the world. Not only that, there was a time when for the British Empire it was said that the sun never sets in the British Empire. But today we are proud to say this, that the sun never sets in Brahma Kumari's empire, round the whole world, because innate qualities, the original powerful qualities, and when they are moving with that, they are taking people also to empower their lives. Not just making them followers, but to make them also realize their real identity and so that they can also bring them out in their practical lives. How do we do that? We shall see that in our coming lessons. But meditation plays a great role in bringing out our spiritual personality and functioning on the basis of that, so that we become successful in the modern scenario also, in the present scenario. Because efficiency is not just that professional efficiency that is required. The efficiency has to be from within, on the basis of the innate qualities. So if we are able to bring that out, we are able to sustain our lives, we are able to progress in our lives, we are able to overcome the weaknesses, we are able to master situations, we are able to change the environment, we are able to change the attitudes of people. Many a times people come and ask us, we are not able to change the attitude of our children at home. It's so difficult to manage today's children. This is what people come to tell us. But the secret is, if you are able to manage your own self on the basis of the seven qualities and let that flow, the children will be also empowered. You can change their attitudes as well. You can channelize their efficiency in the right direction. And you can create such a beautiful family life, which we are all aspiring for. We all want to have a beautiful family life. We all want to be successful in our respected fields. This is the secret. So for a few minutes now, we shall all sit in meditation and focus our attention on that point of divine light, that spiritual energy. And for a few moments, let us take the mind and intellect away from the external world, external thoughts, and just focus within on that spiritual energy, which is so powerful. And as I'll be giving you the thoughts, it is said, as you think, so you become. Jaisa chintan, jeevan. So when we think, we are generating that energy. So don't just repeat those thoughts, but try to go into the feelings of those thoughts and experience those qualities. So for a few moments, turn our attention to the and focus within, with my mind's eye, I visualize myself as a point of spiritual energy. This body is just like a costume that I have put on to play my role in the world, but I am separate. Conscient entity. Sparkling like a diamond. Slowly and gradually, I take my mind on a journey. A journey to my real self. As I focus my attention, I realize that I am the embodiment of seven values. That is my real identity. As I visualize myself, I am embodiment of light. A conscient light. Which is full of potential. Spiritual energy. Realize I am a pure being. Like a flawless diamond. Realize my original nature is that of peace. I am a peaceful being. I can feel the peaceful vibrations around me. My thoughts are calming down, and I am peaceful. There is such a pleasant feeling in this peace. Engulfed by the vibrations of peace. I have happiness being peaceful. The happiness that is super sensuous. I am a loveful being. There is immense power in this state of consciousness. As I stabilize myself in the consciousness of being, the embodiment of the 7 core values, I allow them to flow. And as I focus my attention on myself being the embodiment, I can see the aura. A very powerful aura around me. It's like a shield that protects me. It's a very powerful energy that re-energizes me. And I feel being recharged. So empowered. For a few moments, let me stabilize my self-being. What a beautiful feeling. I feel completely empowered. I feel so relaxed, so comfortable being in this consciousness. This is my real self. Slowly and gradually, I turn my attention to my physical self. And now I have to let this power flow through my sense organs, in my relationships, in my interactions with everyone. It is a new opening, a new insight, to lead my life Om Shanti Shanti.